Security, in essence, is a joke.
The real world is fraught with security challenges, privacy hurdles, and mobility issues. All problems software developers solve every day. Join us now as we explore the latest tools and technologies for tackling real-world development issues and meet the geniuses who use them on this episode of The Code Room. Code Room. I'm your host, Jesse Knapp. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada to take a look inside the high-stakes world of Sin City Security with seven of the top security experts in the field. Three of them posing as hackers, and the other four as the baddest security force on the planet. In this episode, it's good guys versus bad guys, breaking into Vegas. In Vegas, you'll find honeymooners, tourists, and gamblers of all types. But Vegas really shines for its high rollers. Casinos, hotels, and shops roll out the red carpet for these VIPs.
Welcome to the Plaza, guys.
Who arrive from all over the world, bringing millions of dollars with them. Millions that hackers covet.
Is there any chance you want? Maybe a little later, we'll make it to a show with our passion.
Hackers like Caleb. Bulletproof SEMA. Dwayne the Samurai LaFlot. And Joel the Hacktivist Scambray. Hidden away at the Low Roller Motel, the hackers are holed up and working through the night. Their target, the legendary Plaza Hotel and Casino.
This is sweet. Wait,
you got it?
Hello, there it is.
Open that up.
They found a way into the casino network.
All right, now go to the VIP logins. Yeah.
Gosh, I hate these websites. They're so annoying.
Okay, there we go. We got it. There it is.
That looks good.
So what are we looking at?
Usernames and looks like encoded passwords.
Downloaded the usernames and passwords from the database.
So what if we just create our own identity?
Yeah, all right. I like that.
Instead, so because like, you know, we don't have IDs for them, but if we just create our own user, I bet you that access the same database. They pull up right in the database. Boom. It looks like
create
we're a high roller.
We put money in the account.
But yeah.
I'm all about going downstairs and let's get
Dwayne,
this.
How do you feel like being a high roller?
Then, by creating a fake account with a phony balance, they are now in the process of siphoning $400,000 from the casino.
Yeah, let's see how well you could do.
Right this way, guys. Cindy's going to take care of you.
Here's how the money flows at the Plaza.
Let me know.
VIPs arrive after transferring online funds into their electronic accounts, present credentials, a passphrase, and receive a key that is as good as cash anywhere in the casino. With one swipe and a nod from the pit boss, you could wager $1 million. All transactions are tracked on a server deep inside the Plaza's data center. Hack into this box, and you've got access to millions of dollars.
Hi, can I help you?
I'd like to cash out.
Okay, can I see your player's card? Thank you. What's your passphrase?
Phase one.
Okay, thank you very much.
Just like taking candy from a baby.
Thank you very much.
$400,000? How in the world does that happen?
When the Plaza boss learns he's out $400,000, he just about loses it.
Who's responsible? Find him, bring him to me. Somebody's going to
He was not aware that someone could just waltz in and steal that money right out from under his nose.
Hey, look, I'll take care of it.
It was out with the old and in with the new. IT, that is. It was time to call in the big guns. So within hours, the most elite security team in the States is flown in staff to help the Plaza out of its pickle. The security A-team.
I know it's last minute.
Rick the Exposer Simona.
Thank you for coming. That was last minute.
Frank the Kid Swiderski.
Now we should fly it, okay? Here again.
Keith.net Daddy Brown.
That's great.
And John the Professor Viega. The A-team has arrived. Now it's time to turn the tables on the bad guys. While the hackers settle in to target the Plaza's money management system from their new lair, the A-team sets out to find the security system's vulnerability.
Gentlemen, what we have here is a compromise of security. The Plaza is out $400,000, and that's why they've called us in.
So what approach do you want to take?
Well, we have to find out why the problem occurred to begin with, and then we have to prevent it from occurring again.
So what do we know about the client?
The client is a casino that deals with multiple transactions per day. The transactions range on the low end from $100 to $200 all the way to the high end, which could be as high as $2 to $3 million.
What about the app? What details do we have about that?
The application was built 2 to 3 years ago in-house. It's a web application accessing a back-end database. Now, when it was built, there was no formalized security training for the development team. It's a managed code web application that's accessing a back-end database.
They check for SQL injection, things like that?
To be quite honest, the developers have been released, and they probably don't even know what SQL injection is.
So the app is almost certainly Swiss cheese.
Absolutely. When the application was built and did not go through a security development lifecycle, security was not thought of whatsoever.
Do we have any artifacts left over, logs, maybe even code or design docs from the original development team?
Our client has advised us that we have full access to all of the backups and all the data that we have. Now, they have no formalized process, so they're only doing backups on a biweekly basis.
We should run a code analysis and try to find some SQL injection vulnerabilities, see what else we can dig up as well.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to find out how they got in the first place and see if there's any other ways that they might be able to get in later. And we can start doing some threat modeling, look to see what the most likely avenues of attack are.
Yeah, good idea. We can also look at their positioning with respect to the privilege levels they're giving access to their database.
With the whole patch, the security A-team goes on the offensive. We're at the Peppermill Fireside Lounge, and I'm here with Joe Stagner, the technical expert. Now, Joe, let's talk about what we just saw. So why don't you explain a little bit about the technology that the A-team and the hackers used in the Tier 1 attack and then in the defense scenario?
Sure, Jesse. The A-team has really inherited a mess here. The original developers of this application made some programming mistakes. The bad guys have been able to examine this application from the outside a little bit, find and leverage a SQL injection vulnerability. So they've created an account, they've fabricated $400,000 in assets in that account, and then withdrawn that $400,000 from the casino.
That's bad.
It's actually much worse than that, because in addition to the money that they've stolen, we don't know what other data that they've been able to gather to use going forward, or what sorts of artifacts that they might have left in the system for use later on.
How realistic is this? Could this really happen?
You know, developers tend to be very confident in their own skills. And I work in the security space pretty much full time. I look at customers' code on a week-to-week basis, and developers make these sorts of mistakes regularly. There are applications all over the world that have these sorts of vulnerabilities in them today. This is absolutely real-world stuff.
Now that the SQL injection vulnerability has been patched, what's going to happen next?
Well, Now it becomes a foot race between the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys are sort of starting behind the gun. They've inherited this application from a development team that really wasn't up to speed on security. So they need to get in there in a hurry, start to do threat modeling on the application, identify the assets, the trust boundaries, the vulnerabilities, and they need to do that while the bad guys are trying to stay one step ahead of them, finding those other vulnerabilities and leveraging those vulnerabilities to steal more and more money.
I bought a Ferrari.
You bought a Ferrari? No way.
I did buy a Ferrari.
What color?
Take a wild guess.
You gotta love the red Ferrari.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna have a Ferrari, it has
to
be red.
Nice.
I was thinking black, but
no.
Hey guys.
Yeah. What's up?
I hate to interrupt this love fest, but we got an issue.
What's the deal? What do you mean issue?
Looks like the SQL injection that we used to get in originally isn't working anymore.
That means they're on to us.
What do you mean not working?
It's throwing a generic error page now. It looks like they figured out that there was a hole.
So we've got some problems then.
Could have big problems, or it could be a minor setback.
Well, that means that they know that something's going on, because they're starting to fix problems.
Yeah, but they don't know it's us yet, because they're not storming these doors.
Well, we know. We covered our tracks pretty damn well.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we're going to keep using that to pull money.
We need another way in.
How are we going to get back in? Well, we have those list of user accounts.
Yeah. That's right.
We could probably
from the first time, you're right. From the first time we went in.
Did you start cracking those?
Well, yeah, I started running some stuff on there, but I sent over the list to you, so you probably need to use that tool that I wrote and see what you can get from it. But if we do this, that means they're on to us, so we need to pull out big, and we need to get the hell out of Vegas.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean,
let's take a look at
one last pull, and then we're done.
Yeah, let's get a million or more.
At the hacker's pad, the guys have discovered weak encryption in the Plaza's money management system. Running the Stola database through a code cracking tool, they begin deciphering passwords of VIP account holders.
Wait, scroll back. Yeah, that guy right there. Yeah, Matt Simmons. That picture.
As they scan the photos, Dwayne recognizes the high roller from the teller booth and suggests they log into his account, where they discover a $3 million balance.
Big fat bankroll.
We could pull your digital camera and insert a new image.
That's what we should do.
Nice.
We should just put my ID on there.
Awesome.
Let's do that.
Hey. Mr. Simmons?
Yes.
What do you think about withdrawing $3 million out of our casino here?
I would.
Great.
In fact, I've enjoyed my experience at your casino. The gambling is excellent, but I'm going to have to make my leave.
Now that the hackers have a fitting target, they alter data in the user account so Caleb can access the funds using a reprogrammed identity.
All right, so we took a look at some of the SQL injection. Could we have missed any? Are there any more, possibly?
I think we've closed all those down, but I'm sitting here looking at the connection string right now, and these guys were connecting to the database's SA.
So what could they have potentially done besides just get the account information?
They could have added operating system accounts. They could have other software on the server that we don't know about. Who knows? They could be remote controlling the server right now.
Exactly. Basically, at this point, even if we block them from access through the web application, it's almost irrelevant at this point. They've already got access. I think we've got to come up with a plan here. I think we've got several different things we've got to do. I mean, we fixed the web application, sure, but at this point we have to figure out how to address the future problems with the password encryption, you know, if that turns out to be an issue. But beyond that, we've still got to capture these guys to make sure that they can't come back and do it again.
It seems like they've done everything incorrectly, and this is a prime example of why they should have went ahead and did their coding properly to begin with.
The password system is very easy to crack. I have the client's password. It's Mr. Big.
That's his password?
That's his password. We're going to have to redesign the entire password system and migrate all their users. It's going to be very costly because they're going to have to come in and show identification in order to know that they're really who they say they are.
We probably need to repave their database server as well because we don't know whether sorts of software is on there. We should find out whether or not they have a backup.
What can we do for now to stop this from occurring? I mean, somebody else can go in there right now and take another $5, $10 million. Can we shut down the database?
Realistically, they lose way too much money, and so we can't do that. But what we're going to have to do is let small fraudulent transactions through, but keep a watch on anything greater than $100,000.
So basically take a look at some trends,
That's a good idea.
Large transactions, and particularly see if there are large transactions occurring between the same user.
It might be a good idea to actually require manager intervention or something in order to pass transactions that go beyond a certain limit in order to limit the damage for now.
What we need to really be doing is we need to go ahead and catch these bad guys because they have way too much information right now. So the client has to be aware that there's going to be more loss until we can actually get these things fixed. He's dug himself a huge hole, and in order to actually catch these bad guys, we're going to have to let some of this fraudulent activity continue to occur.
Fellas, guess what? $3 million.
Yes!
Woo!
Nice!
That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about, my brothers.
Good morning. Yeah, we want to order some room service today.
What do you mean I don't have credit here? I've got $3 million credit here.
Wait a minute. I've got $3 million in this casino. What do you mean we can't order room service? I want a bagel.
The A-team seems to have let everyone down. The casino is missing $3.4 million, and access to the already hacked system has had its repercussions. Stolen identities and passwords have made the hackers seemingly unstoppable. Joe.
Well, Jesse, criminal hackers, they're kind of like cockroaches. Once they get in, it can be almost impossible to get them out. So the A-team fixed that SQL injection vulnerability. They used some validation controls to prevent that from being a way that the hackers can continue to attack. But hackers have a toolbox, a set of standard tools that they use when they attack any sort of application. And in this case, because they knew that they might have a limited amount of time to gain access to the database the way that they did, they gathered as much information as they could. And in this case, that information included all of the password hashes that were used by the accounts to log in. So using this cracking tool, they were able to use a brute force dictionary attack to decipher the actual passwords from those hash passwords. With the password and username pairs, they're now able to log in as any user in the system, change the credentials, change the passphrase, and withdraw that money. And in this case, they're not just stealing money from the casino, they're actually stealing money from the individual patrons in the casino.
So the client must be getting pretty worried at this point.
Yeah.
Mr. Simmons, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm the owner of the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to apologize to you personally for what has happened.
Following the heist, the casino owner pays a visit to Mr. Simmons to apologize for the inexcusable security snafu and to reassure him that everything is being done to correct the situation.
If there's anything that you have a question about, have my staff contact me.
What he is really worried about, though, is the casino's reputation in the high roller community.
Thank you.
And, I promise that we will get there.
Okay.
Frank, where are we at with the intrusion detection?
Well, we were looking at it, right? And it looks like there might be yet another vulnerability here. It looks like it's pretty easy to predict session IDs here. I mean, it may be as easy as just predicting somebody's name who's logged in right now.
Yeah, I looked at the cookie. It's in the clear. You can see the user's name right there. We tried it. You can change the user's name, and you can become them. You can actually impersonate that user just by changing that thing in the cookie.
Yeah, it's absolutely as simple as just changing your account name.
Yeah, the guy could be looping through every account right now and, draining those accounts.
So what should we do?
Well, we've already got the intrusion detection going. So, you know, it might be as simple as just looking at the IP addresses that the session IDs are coming from. Because if you're hijacking somebody's session, chances are you're coming from a different IP address.
As a matter of fact, I've been doing exactly that, and you might want to take a look at this. Look at that. All four of these login names, all coming from the same IP address within 10 minutes of each other.
That doesn't make any sense.
That IP address looks really familiar. What's your IP address in HostMask?
Let's take a look at it. We are definitely on the same subnet that is coming from within the hotel.
So we're saying the bad guys are likely in the hotel right now?
Absolutely.
Well, they were 2 hours ago.
Yeah, basically all we need to do is get a network admin in here and talk to him, and he should be able to pinpoint the room that they're in.
The A-team has discovered the $3 million additional loss. Meanwhile, the casino boss arrives to blow his stack. But quick thinking as they are, they already have a plan in place.
Gentlemen, I'm concerned. Look at me. First of all, $400,000 goes missing, then $3 million more. Please tell me you have some answers.
We've gone through the application, we're able to find where the vulnerabilities were, and we were able to stop those vulnerabilities, but the bad guys already have all the usernames and passwords. Now you have to know, it's actually going to get worse before it gets better. What we plan on doing is monitoring the accounts on a manual basis and trying to take a look and see if there's any fraudulent activity that's occurring amongst the accounts. Now I assure you, you hired the best and we will get this solved.
I'm putting my faith in you.
Absolutely.
The security team is the last thing on the hackers' minds as they hit the town to celebrate their jackpot.
Yeah! Give me some of that!
Yeah!
So the Plaza is now out $3.4 million. The manager's flipped out. Where do we go from here?
Well, the manager's flipped out because, like most companies that develop software, they've been focused on the functionality of the software and underinvested in security. So they could have hired the A-team to come in before they deployed this application to find out if these vulnerabilities were there. But instead, they waited until after they had a successful breach, money's been stolen, and you know, brought the A-team in crisis mode. So, you know, it's a tough situation for them to, you know, for them to have to tackle. But what the A-team has to do now is, as they continue to mitigate the individual risks, because the attacks are ongoing, this is actually a good thing. Right, so the fact that the hackers aren't, you know, are continuing to work means that the A-team can implement intrusion detection technology. There are lots of tools and methodologies in order to do that, but the basic idea is to be able to track the activity in the system and then use some trend analysis to determine which of those activities have a high probability of being criminal activity. And the more of that data that they can gather, the more that they can pinpoint the locations that that activity is coming from, so they can narrow it down and actually catch the people behind that criminal activity.
So the more that the hackers move within the system, the easier we're going to be able to find them.
Right. The more they move around in the system, the more data that they provide to the intrusion detection technology, and the higher the probability that we're going to be able to narrow down those points of access and actually catch the bad guys.
Tired out from their big night on the town, the hackers return to their Plaza suite to dream up some more trouble.
Hey, guys, I got a problem here.
Man, you always have problems.
Well, every single time, I know. This is a serious functional issue, though. The password that we took down Mr. Big with isn't working anymore.
This is what I'm talking about.
Come on, give us a couple more seconds here.
This is twice that this has happened, where we've broken in, they've covered their tracks, they're getting close.
Yeah, come on. Two more minutes.
Okay, so what are we supposed to get? How are we supposed to get in now?
We'll figure it out. Hey, we are three of the smartest hackers around.
All right. Yeah,
we
just got
this.
$3 million.
We
I
can
know.
Do this.
I know.
$3.4 million.
All right, 3.4.
Right you are, and I think I might have just figured out a way to do it.
There we go. See, we give our boy Joel 2 seconds. 2 seconds, and he's on.
What do we have?
When you authenticate, you need a username and a password. But the token that you get back, the session ID, is just generated from the username. And we've got the list of usernames from the previous hack.
There's no way they'd change the username.
What's the username for this guy that we're supposed to take the money from?
I don't know, but he's got $25 million in his account.
Okay.
Is that worth it for you to stay in?
All right, well, I mean, let's do this. I mean, but how
soon? Now all we have to do is just bounce around the different usernames we have and find them again, that's all.
Okay.
It's worth the risk.
Are you gonna do that?
Yeah, let me do that. Let me jump on that. Can you toss me the cookie?
Coming to you.
Awesome. Got it. Running it through the list.
These guys can't be this stupid. There's no...
Got it.
Is that
going to
work?
We've done this a million times before.
I know, we've done it a million times, and you're right. I mean, the
you can never stupidity of
developers.
The stupidity of the
developers. That's right. That's why we're... That's why
got him. We do what we got do. Him.
You did?
Yep. Absolutely. John Hines. We got him right here. All I need to do is switch it up. We do the same exact thing we did before. And we're out of here.
Let's take him down.
Let's do it.
Nice.
Turns out the hacker's ego becomes their downfall. The security team pinpoints the location of the IP address and discovers the attackers are within the confines of the plaza.
He's in 545.
All right. They've mapped the IP address to a specific hotel room and notified the manager so he can call the FBI.
Yes, sir. This is Rick Simona. We found out what room the perp is in.
So what did we learn from all this, Joe?
Well, Jesse, we learned several things. First, we learned that once they get in, it can be really hard to get them out. We also learned that hackers have a particular mentality. It's only the fact that these guys got a little overconfident that allowed the A-team to catch them. What if they'd waited a couple of months before that $20 million score? Or they waited 2 months, stole $5 million, waited a couple of more months, stole $5 million. It might have gone on for a really long time. It would have been much harder to catch them.
So it was the hacker's ego that got him caught this time?
This time, they got caught because of their ego. But what we really learned is the best solution, the most cost-effective solution, is that companies that develop software need to think about security and invest in security before they deploy their applications.
So it's better to be safe than sorry.
That's right.
Cheers to that.
So since we had the full cooperation from the casino, we managed to actually map out which room number the IP address was coming from and target where the perpetrators were. We called up the casino manager and indicated to him what room they were, and he sent up the FBI agents to actually crack down on these people. And sure enough, they caught them red-handed in the process of stealing more money.
They were right under our nose.
Busted.
This kind of stuff that we're seeing in banks and the kind of attacks that we're seeing in this like online casino application are so common, it's unbelievable.
A lot of people put a lot of assumptions into technology. They think the really smart people cooked it up, therefore it has to have really good security. In fact, the case tends to be the opposite in a lot of instances. The technologists have been so smart, they've enabled so much functionality, the ability to be so creative with software development, but really you have the opposite situation in a lot of cases.
And I'm going to have to tell you that out of my experience, out of all the things that I've done, I will tell you that every single site or company can be broken into.
The lesson learned here for people who deploy software systems is if they're protecting critical data, keep them separate from the rest of the world.
Typically what we find in the field is, so security has to be spoken of, you know, upfront. So informal design, and even informal, when you're developing an application, if you don't want to waste time and money, the thing you need to do is design the application first. Know exactly what all the features are, and then you set all of your developers on the task of building that application. Security needs to be one of those features, one of the things you talk about in the beginning.
For people developing software, you need to start thinking about security.
This kind of stuff that we're showing, the SQL injection, the session hijacking attacks, these application level security issues are everywhere.
Now the casino application, they waited till they actually were attacked to go ahead and fix the problem. And once you're attacked, it's almost too late.
For the bad guys, the lesson is don't get caught if you're going to do it.
I mean, I would like to just take a day, one day out of every developer's life, and just have them learn the basics about security. And then here's the thing. It's not just the guy calling the security APIs that needs to know this stuff. It's not the guy writing the authorization or the authentication system that needs to know this stuff. Every developer needs to know this stuff.
Once you've gained access to a system, that system has to be considered compromised from then on out. Even if you patch the vulnerability that the attacker used to gain access, there's all sorts of other things that they could have done in the meantime.
Oh, the helicopter ride was fun.
I want to congratulate the security A-team. They did an awesome job at stopping and busting the hackers. To get more information on what you need to know to create software that's more secure, check us out at thecoderoom.com/Vegas. Also, be sure to complete the short survey to tell us what you think. I'm Jesse Knapp. We'll see you next time on The Code Room.
I think the biggest benefit out of the Code Room isn't the enjoyment that we got out of it, but hopefully the educational process that developers and organizations will learn sort of by taking this sort of fun type of experience where we had a lot of fun, and hopefully the viewers watching it will have a lot of fun, but they'll actually learn from it, because these are real life situations that are occurring now and are going to continue to occur.
Oh, and so this other thing, I've been getting all these emails from programmers, and I don't know if I should open the attachments or not.
Well, do you know if they're good guys or bad guys?